Protesters, many using wheelchairs, have made their way to the office of Assembly Speaker John Perez. They're asking him to stop budget cuts affecting services like in-home care. Lilibeth Navarro is the executive director of a group called Communities Actively Independent and Free. She says people aren't recyclable.
The whole world today is yelling, save the whales, save the trees, save the environment. Everybody's more important but the people. If you look at our budget, they are targeting once again the disabled, the seniors, the frail, and the elderly.
The cuts are also affecting caregivers like Joseph Anthony Jones. He says he loves his job, which he's had for 10 years, but he isn't sure he can afford to keep doing it.
They're making it harder and harder for people like me to care for people who needs my kind of help. And they want to cut and cut and cut. And we can barely survive on the little money that we get.
One of Jones's clients is Donna C. McCall. Asked what losing his help would mean, she is blunt.
I need these services to be able to function as a citizen in society. Without them, I no longer exist. I might as well lay down and die. I'll be just sitting in my house, never seeing the sun and the birds and the tree and nothing else.
Advocates say they hope to find other solutions. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.
Like you do, you better raise